Ramona the Brave by Beverly Cleary, read by Stockard Channing.
Chapter 1. Trouble in the Park. Ramona Quimby, brave and fearless, was half running, half skipping to keep up with her big sister, Beatrice, on their way home from the park. She had never seen her sister's cheeks so flushed with anger as they were this August afternoon. Ramona was sticky from heat and grubby from landing in the sawdust at the foot of the slides, but she was proud of herself. When Mrs. Quimby had sent the girls to the park for an hour, because she had an errand to do, an important errand, she hinted, she told Beezus, as Beatrice was called, to look after Ramona. And what had happened? For the first time in her 6 years, Ramona had looked after Beezus, who was supposed to be the responsible one. Bossy was a better word, Ramona sometimes thought. But not today. Ramona had stepped forward and defended her sister for a change. Beezus, said Ramona, panting, slow down. Beezus, clutching her library book in her sweaty hand, paid no attention. The clang of rings, the steady pop of tennis balls against asphalt, and the shouts of children grew fainter as the girls approached their house on Klickitat Street. Ramona hoped their mother would be home from her errand, whatever it was. She couldn't wait to tell what had happened, and how she had defended her big sister. Her mother would be so proud, and so would her father when he came home from work and heard the story. "Good for you, Ramona," he would say. "That's the old fight. Brave little Ramona." Fortunately, the car was in the garage, and Mrs. Quimby was in the living room when the girls burst into the house. "Why, Beezus," said their mother when she saw the flushed and sweaty faces of her daughters, one angry and one triumphant. Beezus blinked to hold back the tears in her eyes.